Well, good morning. It's good to be here again. I think it's been about a year and a half or something like that since I was here last. And it's always good to come and visit and just kind of share what God's doing with us. First of all, I just want to say thank you to the Church of Christ for your support of us forever. And the early service, Alan said, it's been quite a few years, right? And Serve Nepal, or at this time we call it the Nepal Project of the SA Foundation, is actually 17 years old. And you guys were in at the roots of the beginning 15 years ago, right? Which is pretty remarkable to me. I mean, it's just, I've been with SA now 12 years, and I've come here, I can't even remember how many times. And it's good to always to come back. And it's good to visit with you, and good to see your faces, and good to just be able to say thank you. When we began, or when I began with the SA Project back in those days, we were basically, what was happening in Nepal was one was our only international project. And besides that, we had the thing in Calgary that we'd started that, you know, it is now utterly devoid of us. Then we also had a project in New York City that was brand new and a project in San Diego that are brand new. Today, we have 15 projects, you can imagine. I mean, that's good news and it's bad news. The bad news is things are worse in many ways globally. The good news is there's more and more exits for the women to use. And we are now in three cities in Germany. We're in Berlin, Stuttgart, and Karlsruhe. We're in Budapest, Hungary. We're in Sofia, Bulgaria, and we're in Athens, Greece. And what's neat about that connection is that that European group has become a network that actually exchanges girls with each other. And so for just a classic story you got to see God's hand in, is one of the girls that came to our program in Berlin was actually Serbian. And her mother language was Serbian. She spoke no German, no English. And they called and they said, what can we do? And I said, we have a Serbian-born Hungarian who runs our Hungarian project. So let's call Budapest. So I patched Budapest together with them. And then they patched them with Sophia, and within a few minutes, we had translated enough to know that this young lady could stay with the Berlin project while she stabilized, and we would move her to Sofia, Bulgaria, where then she would learn in some of her own language, and then very soon, in the next few months, she'll actually move back to Serbia, and she'll be in a project there in Serbia. So it's just God has set up this amazing network, and we were able to take that girl from Berlin to Sophia through kind of an underground railroad that these guys have set up. Pastors and individuals will take them on the train and take them to the next stop. Another pastor individual will grab them and take them to the next spot. And on it goes until they get to the city where I'm humming. Back up. Good. Thanks, Alan. You're the master of the stage, eh? Yeah, so it's just amazing to see how God does stuff. One of the things we've learned in Europe is that the women there are mostly from Eastern Europe, though more and more are coming from Africa, and more are actually coming from Eastern, like the Far East, Thailand, Nepal, those places. And we're also seeing now girls from South America, Central America, end up in Europe. So it's a pretty incredible transit that's going on there. But beyond that, we're also seeing growth in Canada. We opened a project outside of Toronto about a month and a half ago. They've opened their doors. They're still looking for housing, but their program is going. We've opened a project. We're working on opening a project within the next year in Montreal, Quebec. We're also working with a team in Atlanta, Georgia, who will be opening their doors in September. So it's just blossoming and flourishing, and much, much is going on, and God's good. We moved from a very tiny little budget to where now our budget for SA is $1.2 million, and we send out an average of $100,000 per month to our projects. Now, I don't know what you think of when you see a budget or a tally sheet of what you owe and where you send money, but we have families and individuals that depend on us to support them. And so when we send that money out, we never know a month ahead of time if we're going to have it. You know, I don't know if you live that way, but that's how we've lived for 29 years, is that sense of it's in God's hands. It's his ministry. It's his project. And every single month, he provides exactly what's needed in the time that we need it. And so that we, in a very timely way, are able to support the projects that we're with. And it's funny because God opens the doors. With a name like Servants Anonymous, we don't advertise. We don't go around putting up billboards, call Servants Anonymous. But God seems to open doors for those who want to reach out and find us. But he also opens doors for those who want to support. And so we can't do it without you. So I just want to say thank you very much. Acknowledge your support and thank you for being partners with us. We might be on the front lines doing the thing, but we couldn't do it without the troops behind us who helped foot the bills. So thank you. Thank you very much. I want to take some time to pray before we look together at Luke 18. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this body of people gathered together. Thank you that we come today really not to hear me or any other person speak. We come to meet with you. And in meeting with you, Father, we desperately need to hear your touch, hear your word, feel your touch, know your presence. We need to know that you're a God who's present, a God who's with us, a God who's next to us, a God who surrounds us, a God who loves us with a love that never lets go. And so, Father, we really come before you now and just say thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for Jesus as we've celebrated the supper already. But thank you most of all, Father, that you never leave or forsake us. And we just say thank you in Christ's name. Amen.